Hello, I'm Harry Karanja, the lawyer.
And I am Gashao Patrick, the layman, and this is Swala Nyeti, the Kenyan legal podcast that pairs a layman and a lawyer to answer your legal questions.
Oh, welcome to Swala Nyeti. Hi, Gashao.
Hi, Wakili. How are you?
Good, good. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Now, now that the schools are not going on holiday, can we sue? Like, we need a break of paying school fees.
Man, you and 1 million parents would join that.
If I start a petition now, tomorrow we'll have 1 million signatures. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's. I don't know if it was fully considered. Just we have so many young people.
Yeah.
In our economy, I mean, Kenya's mean age is 21 years old. Which mean? Yeah.
Mean.
Yes, the I'm average. That old.
I am that old myself.
You are. You can see you are expired, basically.
They think this is the last election I'll vote as a youth.
You're the one who's helping it be 21. And not 17.
Yeah, I'm not pulling it up.
You're pulling it up. But
21.
Yeah, so think about this. If we have a population of about 50 million people and the average age is 21, what does that tell you? That tells you that if the majority of our population is under the age of 21.
30 M plus.
Yeah, and every school year, you have at least 1 million people, maybe more. Right now in every class yeah. 5, class 6, class 7, you have about 1 million people.
Yeah.
All of these people, their school fees, which are attached to them.
Yeah.
So you can imagine the amount of our economy
that runs
in the education
sector,
the amount of money which is circulating.
Yeah. Like when I think of TSC as an employer, they must handle many employees.
Yeah, yeah.
Schools.
Yeah.
Both the, and we are not even dealing with private teachers.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I mean, the it's the biggest employer in Kenya. So, so what's going to happen is, the point I was trying to make was these terms which are all put together,
man,
they have a serious economic impact in the cash flow in the country. I mean, because now people are being, basically you're thinking about school fees morning, day and evening.
Yeah, how can we close school on 23rd of December and open it on 7th of Jan? You know, like, there's none. I was just saying, you used to have a month of money.
Yes.
Every term.
Yeah, yeah.
So every holiday, you know, have a month of money there.
Yes.
August, then December.
It's also a holiday for you. A holiday of not paying school fees.
That is, you can't even budget for the house because school fees.
Well, I mean, let's see. It's coming to an end, I think, next year. So we hang tight till then.
We signed a petition.
Uh-huh.
If they want our children in school, as we have no problem, we just don't want to pay school fees 3 months a year. So if you want the child in April, you can have them.
Yeah.
But we're not paying school fees that month. And we need food, transport, everything.
It's a good suggestion. You try it.
Okay. Now, Wakidi, let's listen to today's case.
I fell in love with this man. He was rich and into the finer things in life. He basically upgraded my life, bought me an Audi, and moved me to uptown. Unfortunately, we broke up after 3 years, though it was mutual. We have no bad blood. When it came time to renew my car insurance, the bill I was stuck with is not even close to what I make in a month in my business. Rent used to be paid by him per quarter, but when it came time to pay, he ignored my calls. My issue is this baby girling lifestyle was imposed on me. My social standing changed, and now I'm fully accustomed to it, and I don't want to sell my things and move back to my old lifestyle. Can I sue him to pay my upkeep?
Okay, so it's interesting. We're talking about money, and now this is a case about lifestyle. So we have this lady who sent in this question, says she was accustomed to a certain lifestyle, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When she had a baby with this very rich man.
Yeah.
But after they broke up, it looks like he stopped paying for these things which he used to pay for. He stopped paying for car insurance, stop paying for rent in the place that she moved to. So she wants now to see if she can sue because she feels that her social standing has changed and she doesn't want to go back to the ghetto.
I love this lady. This one?
Yeah.
This one, yeah. And this, if this case is successful, we can even sue our parent. Why should we suffer like this and they made us accustomed to good lives? Sue our parent, you say
every day they you'd get food.
Yeah.
A roof over your head.
Why should I starve now?
Yeah.
Why suing my mom. Should pay for upkeep now.
Good luck with that.
So this lady, this lady has a baby.
Yes.
This guy. And she is saying now she needs her Audi. Insurance paid for.
Yeah.
Is there a relationship? Is there a correlation?
Okay, so
this case is so nice.
I think we start by what's the relationship, okay, between this lady and this man, okay?
Uh-huh.
And because we need to see whether there was a marriage. If there was a marriage, then there could be an argument for spousal maintenance. And if you look at the types of marriages which are recognized, you have Christian marriages, Hindu, Islamic. And what's most important is they also recognize customary marriages.
Even can we stay marriages?
No.
We have, okay, let me educate you now.
Yes.
In the streets,
yes,
we have can we stay marriages.
Mm, mm.
If we see you with a girl for 6 months, she's your wife.
Okay, so that can we stay marriage is what is called, you know, that marriage is a marriage by presumption.
In that one?
Yes.
The officiators are the neighbors.
Mm.
These ones came to your wedding by force.
Mm.
Marriage, they say this is husband and wife.
Yeah.
We now pronounce you husband and wife.
But you see, it's what is called a rebuttable presumption.
Rebuttable.
Yes, like
it a can debate. I have a rebuttal.
So if the other facts which can be brought to show, in fact, they were not married.
You heard them calling each other babe in the parking.
That's okay. But
what you hit my wife's car. But you know how they talk.
Yeah, but what if this guy brings evidence that he's actually married to another woman? Yeah, that rebuts the presumption that him and babe were married.
You're too in a polygamous.
Yeah, but it can't be a marriage. You see, because now...
marriage, wakili.
No, if now you're saying that there was a polygamous marriage,
yes,
then the polygamous marriages which are allowed in Kenya, of course, are Islamic marriages,
yes,
and customary marriages.
We convert them. You're making Islam now.
But how is he married to the other person? Is it through Islamic or customary?
Even that one, we convert that marriage. You're joking with us, Wakili. Ask guys over the streets. You're becoming Salim now.
Yes.
And what is your name? Aisha.
Mm.
This is Islam. It has allowed polygamy.
For sure, if they had not registered the customary marriage or the Islamic marriage, then there was no marriage.
Where? Because even if there's a baby.
Well, baby and marriage have nothing to do with each other. You do not need to be married to have a baby.
Kill, you don't know these things.
No, but that's the reality. You do not need to be married to have a baby.
If there's a baby,
yes,
you are married. You have not seen nowadays. They say ata kuna mtoto. This union was blessed with a baby.
So I know here is where we clash the most. Yeah, but at the end of the day, the law is what will determine whether or not you're married. And the law which is in operation right now is that a marriage must be registered in Kenya.
Must be registered.
Yeah, for it to be recognized, because these issues of marriage, you know, they touch so many people. Of course, pretty much the entire population is affected by issues of marriage. So to make this clearer, the law that is in place said the marriages must be registered. Even customary marriages right now.
Must.
Be registered.
You told me from which year? 2010. The new constitution has given us a grace period.
So this law came in 2014, but they operationalized it in 2017, but then they gave 3 years moratorium, which expired in August 2020. So since August 2020, you're supposed to go and register your customary marriage.
You're not registered. You're not recognized.
You're going to face a lot of challenges.
Yeah, to prove.
Yes. So it's best to register it, and the process is straightforward. At least eCitizen has a feature where you can go, you apply for the registration of a customary marriage, you'll be called for an interview by the registrar of marriages, you'll go together with your spouse, and you'll have your marriage registered. So it's pretty straightforward. Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be done in Nairobi? Or
No, it doesn't. I mean, there are many registrars of marriages.
Okay.
Yeah, they're all around the country. I think that being done at Huduma Center, I'm not sure, but maybe even
and Huduma if not Center even Huduma Center, probably every county has a registrar.
Well, yes. Before, of course, these ones are usually based where the district commissioner was. Okay, the registrar of marriages were usually in the DC's office, or it could be the DC who was also the registrar of marriage. So it's a something simple, and it will prevent a lot of challenges.
So are you telling me there is no marriage by cohabitation?
I told you that's a rebuttable presumption. Okay.
Luckily you guys are bad.
The thing is, what you're going to face is when you go and try and extract legal rights from such a marriage, you are facing headwinds. If someone comes and gives evidence that, you know, these guys are not married,
you're done.
It's going to be very difficult.
Going back to the ghetto. Straight.
So
now,
yes.
Let's say, let's do two situations.
Mm-hmm.
She proves she was married.
Mm-hmm.
Does she still have a right to this high life?
If she proves she was married.
Mm.
So that's why I said you can, I'm sure you've heard of something called alimony.
Yes.
Whereby you can get maintenance from your spouse after the dissolution of your marriage.
Yeah.
And this, again, would be possible if they can show that they were reliant on their spouse for this money. But spousal maintenance in Kenya is not a forever thing.
However, you forgot to use the correct word.
However.
You guys.
It doesn't mean that once you are...
For eternity.
It's not, yeah, you're not entitled to this spousal maintenance for eternity. It's just to get you on your feet so you can do your own thing.
And?
Yes.
I can, if I'm the one getting spousal maintenance,
yes,
can I demand the amount or this?
Of course, you say how much you want.
And I want to live in Lavington.
If you are accustomed to such a life, it's possible.
Okay.
It's possible. It's okay. Possible to say, look, this is the life I'm used to.
Mine.
Okay? So
horses.
I
want horses.
So
used to ride horses at 10 a.m.
So what courts have usually done, they can give you a lump sum.
Eh.
Yes.
Even better.
Well, yeah, but you see, remember, that's to get you on your feet. After that, after it's over, don't
I
come back
for
more.
I fall again off my feet, you guys.
Don't come back for more and ask for more money.
I am. Now, that is situation one.
Mm.
Situation two was if
there's
no marriage.
Yes.
There's a baby but no marriage.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Can I still demand?
I mean, I've told you that...
Live in Lavington.
I've told you that you wouldn't get spousal maintenance if there was no marriage.
But the child has to live in Lavington.
Aha, okay, so let's look at that. So, I mean, these questions have come about several times, and there are some courts which say, okay, the standard of living that the child was used to should be maintained.
Mm-hmm.
Nonetheless, the idea behind maintenance of children is not to give them luxuries and to give them, it's not an avenue for the child to now live a luxurious life.
Okay.
The reality is that these parents have separated and they're going to start living different lives.
Why?
Okay.
Yeah.
What this child needs is to get their basic needs. Okay.
Oh.
They need to have an education. They need to have medical cover. They need to have food, shelter and clothing. If those are being provided for and they're being provided a reasonable amount, okay, it's going to be very hard to say, okay, this child also needs to be going for a holiday once a year to Italy. There's no court which is going to give you that.
No?
No, I don't.
You're used to it. And I used to accompany this child.
Yeah, but you see, now you're separated. That's just the reality of life. Okay? Things must change.
Oh.
Okay? So probably what you'll be asked to pay will be higher than, you know, a child who was not living that standard of life. But it's not going to be an exorbitant amount.
And if, you know, there's an assumption that I will not go broke.
Yes.
As the person who is providing that life.
Yes.
If for whatever reason,
yeah,
the parent who is providing maintenance for the child, maintenance the child was used to,
yes,
for whatever reason, the pandemic,
yes, yes,
anyway, the income is
affected. Yes.
Can you go back to court and say, now I can no longer afford this type of lifestyle even for the child? I am not even living it myself.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. When it comes to children's matters, the file remains live until the child turns 18, sometimes even longer.
So.
Yes. I mean, you can always go back to court.
Wow.
You can always go back to court
until
for children's matters. And sometimes even after 18. But for sure, until they are 18.
It's open.
Yes. So if any your circumstances change, you can come and say, look, my circumstances have changed. I no longer have a job. I can't afford
this. Do people know this in Nairobi?
I mean, look, if you're not going to be able to pay it, one of two things will happen. If you've been ordered by the court to make maintenance payments and for some reason you're not able to pay, either the other spouse will, you know, I will ask the court to issue a notice to show cause why you should not be committed to jail.
Yeah.
Why your salary should not be attached.
Yes.
Or she'll ignore and she'll say, okay, he can't do it and whatever, forget about it. Okay.
Oh.
So if she ignores, then, you know, that's it. That's the end of it. But if, and I said she, I apologize because it can be either party. Yeah. But,
it can
but
be
the reality is usually the mother is given custody. Okay.
Okay.
So, and, or if it's a notice to show cause, which is issued, then you'll go and tell the court, this is, my circumstances have changed. You see, it's a notice to show cause. And if your cause is, I don't have an income anymore, the court will listen to you.
Then this thing of the lady saying, I have changed her status.
Yes.
Is that like, from a layman's perspective, is that like a very strong thing to say in court? If ever I find myself in the deck, I say, in the dock.
Okay.
Wakili, by the, your honor.
Yeah.
My status has changed.
Yeah. So let's go back to this issue of whether or not there was a marriage. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because you are very keen on this issue of the fact that...
Yeah, but the insurance is due for the audit.
So let's say that the court held, yes, there was a marriage.
Yes.
Through cohabitation.
Yes.
Okay? And, you know, there are certain things they look at. Like you said, if everybody refers to them as husband and wife,
mm-hmm.
they've been living a long time, they have children.
Yamati Arochafu has said.
Yeah.
Married.
They have all these things in their two names, you know, insurance,
yes.
You know.
Next of kin.
They are visiting each other's families.
Okay? Ah, yeah.
So, fine. The court might say, fine, you are, you had a marriage through cohabitation, but how does a marriage through cohabitation end? Okay? You stop cohabiting.
That's so.
That's it. That's it. You stop cohabiting. See,
how, no marriage.
How does a Kamui stay end?
You stop staying.
You go.
Wow.
If it's Kamui stay,
it can't be that shaky.
It is that shaky. It is that shaky.
But this is marriage.
Yeah, so, I mean, but that's the thing. That's why I told you go and register your marriage. Don't rely on these Kamui stays. Please register your marriages, people. Okay?
Could be coming stay for 40 years and you don't know.
Yeah.
You're on a shaky marriage.
There's no marriage. Because if a person goes, that's it.
See, wow.
It's we're married when you come, we're staying, but as soon as you stop staying.
We have property together, we could have said it was a business contract.
Yeah.
It's not marriage.
Wow. So the thing about maintaining her status of life, I'm not seeing how the court would award her spousal maintenance, even if it was under that cohabitation. Furthermore, I've told you, this issue of spousal maintenance is just to get you on your feet. If the court looks at you and says, okay, fine, I mean, you won't live in Lavington, but you will have a house, you know, wherever you're going back to.
Yeah.
It's not that you don't have anything. So, no.
Have you seen that meme where they... On Pangani underpass, where the road, you see where the rich and the poor,
yeah,
the pathways.
I feel attacked.
Anyway, that's where you're going back, man. You used to take the right turn. Now you're staying left.
So,
Okay, they have an issue.
Yeah.
Wait, before I forget, she seems to be in possession of maybe the car and whatever. Would this be treated as gifts? And if so, are they hers?
So it depends whether they are in her name or not in her name.
Why? They are not in her name.
Whether or not it's a gift, okay, will depend on the facts. Okay? Okay. If she can show that the intention was for her to acquire the property.
Instagram. They recorded the day the gift was given.
But was you see, there's an issue of possession and there's an issue of property. No. Let me put it this way. There's an issue of ownership and there's an issue of possession.
Okay.
So I might give you my phone right now.
To use. I'm in possession of it.
You're in possession, but you're not the owner.
Hey, no, you gave me now, I'm the owner.
So they tell you, I want it back.
Yeah, Wakili. Let me tell you, have you seen the people and are giving spouses gifts on Instagram?
Well, yeah.
With flowers and people, even with the... Flower girls.
Yes, I've seen it.
If I'm in possession now, it's mine.
So the thing is, the law doesn't just look at possession; it also looks at ownership. And you must prove that there was an intention for what we call property, the property in the goods or the property in the items to pass, the ownership.
Yeah. The risk to pass. And rewards.
For example, if it was a motor vehicle, yeah. No, did you go through the NTSA process and maybe just stole? Okay.
Mm.
Had you signed over the... So yeah, you have to show that there was an intention for ownership to be transferred.
Wow.
Okay. But if there's no such demonstration, then you're simply being given something to hold on to.
This guy is going back to the ghetto, man.
Yeah, and of course, if there's no marriage, there's no issue of matrimonial property.
Yeah. I think this is scary.
So just do what Beyonce said and, you know, get put a ring on it.
Yeah, man.
Otherwise, you might be left with nothing.
So if you're eating money from a sponsor, you're not married.
Yeah, that's definite, because that means even this person is probably has a family somewhere else.
This is scary.
Yeah.
I don't have no further questions, Your Honor.
You're not going to ask about small claims.
This insurance can need to be claimed in a small claims court.
Small claims handles commercial as well as civil claims.
This lady is saying, Wakili, let me read it for you.
Mm.
This baby girling lifestyle was imposed on me. It wasn't even her choice.
Yes.
Yeah. She needs to go to small claims and get this property.
So under what? Is it a contractual? It wasn't contractual.
It was contractual, Wakili. It was forced. Contract.
So I don't see any legal cause of action that she can bring up in small claims court. Yeah, so I think the only possible way she can try and approach this is through family court, you know, regarding spousal maintenance.
Then the guy asks for DNA. The baby better behave even.
And maybe to get some child maintenance. But remember, child maintenance is not for her to live a lavish life.
Where?
It's just for the child's needs to be met. So still.
You're telling me Wakili I can live here? We eat ugali every day with my baby.
Yes.
And they go to their mother.
Yeah.
Lavington, they eat 1 week of kuku and they come back to my house and they go to eating the ugali in scuba.
That's why it's so important to get married. Registered. To register your marriage. That's why. That's why it's an important thing.
I see.
Yeah.
You cannot overemphasize that now.
Yeah.
Wakili,
this
lady needs to be paid, Bana. I felt for her.
Yeah.
The only upside is humans are adaptable. Do you know how loud matatus are, Wakili? When you've been driving an Audi around town,
yeah,
matatus are loud.
Well, if she has a car, maybe she can sell it, start a business, and who knows, she might own her own Audi in a few years' time.
She better mind. Matatus are loud, Wakili.
Mm.
They pass your stage before you know. You didn't hear the car guy saying, "Race course, yeah. Karen." You have no fare back. Hey. On behalf of Swalanyeti, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Swalanyeti. To listen to more episodes or get more information, visit our website www.swalanyeti.org.
If you have a legal question, you can also send it to us on our website.
Or call us on 0708-111-222 if you need urgent assistance.
Till next time, goodbye.
Goodbye.